You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE is closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, Remgro have just come out with their results just after 5 o'clock. They always do this. What did they do?
Yeah, look, it's obviously they do like to do it at this time of day. It gives people time to read through the numbers. It's also quite complex, really. And so then people will have questions of the presentation to tomorrow. Headline earnings per share, excluding optional reimbursements, down 2.7%. Headline earnings per share down 3.3%. Interim dividend per share up 4.5%. Intrinsic net asset value per share, 230. The share finished today at 197.66. So ahead of this, the share was down 1.1%. So trading at a discount, just an investment holding company. So it just holds investments in other companies, First Rand and Mediclinic and so on.
Yeah.
So it does give you a wide exposure to various, almost like a giant unit trust, but controlled by the Rupert family.
But also it can have non-listed investments, which is, I suppose, one of the things that attracts it to people. I mean, apart from the fact it's trading at a discount to NAV, as most of these investment holding companies or trusts do. And Greg, I suppose one day they may unearth something that's not on the JSE, that one day will be on the JSE, and will earn them above average returns.
Yes, I mean, that's how they actually, if you go back to look at the roots of Vodacom, they had a company in there called Venfin, which ultimately became Vodacom eventually, and to buy Vodafone. So that's what they've done. Finally, smaller companies which are unlisted, bring them to market, eventually unlocking the value. That's what's difficult to work out, the true value of all those investments, because some of them are priced by the directors of the company, estimating the value, obviously from the earnings and so on. So, it's an intriguing investment space.
Yeah, I'm just having a trying to look through these things. I've only just come out, and I'm not very good, even when I'm not under pressure, to look at company results. But let me just say a couple of things on the consumer product side that these people have. Consumer products, Distill, RCL Foods, Sequalo Foods, they've got Wispeco, and media and sport, other media and sports interests. It doesn't mention First Rand, Greg. It's just got those on this particular list. Am I looking at the wrong place?
You're looking in the wrong place, yeah.
Oh,
right. But it might be through RMB indirectly, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, the share price will react tomorrow to all this stuff. Greg, I want to talk about something called Melt Up, because I'm just getting the impression that the last 3 days, the JSE has just gone up without me even noticing it, up more than 1% each day. Friday was a big volume day. I think it was a big move to the upside as well. Yesterday, up over 1%, and today the all share, which we'll come to in a moment, is also up quite nicely.
It's up, but I mean, there are certain sectors where you'd be a little bit concerned. I mean, the banking index down 2.6%. Big volume again today, 26 billion. I think, as we were saying, a sort of a compressed week with only the 4 days and the closeout. So I think we're going to see some decent volumes. That yesterday's move, although I was watching it from my sick bed, well, was quite impressive. As you say, a proper melt up, a stealth move that you didn't see coming, and the market's strong. And I mean, the market up 80 points, 56,850, but quite a bit of bad news coming out over the morning on the Eskom front. Pravin Gordhan painting a quite a bleak picture of, you know, you would have thought that would have hurt the market a little bit more. But the Rand weakening, 14.43, the resource count is up 1.3%, helping us a bit. There's some interesting moves in platinum, palladium space. Even in the gold price up a little bit.
Yes, indeed. Let's go through the numbers if you would, Greg. I normally write it down, but you're going to have to do it live now. So what did the banking index do? You know the ones I look at. Banks?
Sure. Banks down 2.59. Financials down 1.37. Industrials down 0.75%.
Retailers?
The retailers we've been looking at recently down 1.1%. I suppose that's to do with Eskom. And then the resource count, as I said earlier, 1.3% higher. Gold shares down 0.6, platinum shares up 1.43. The star there again today, Impala Platts, an almost unimaginable 67 Rand 22.
We did mention that this morning, didn't we, when we spoke about it on the opening, where we saw palladium going to an all-time record high, currently Up about $3. I'll come to that in a second. What was the all shares closing price and percentage move, please, Greg?
Yeah, the closing price, 56,850, which is 50, which is 0.14% higher, 80 points higher, volume of 26.3 billion today.
Okay, so it did come off its highs, obviously. Either that or my screen, not my ShareNet screen, but another screen that I look at the futures with is completely wrong. The value traded today, please.
Value 26.3 billion.
Not bad. So some people getting ready for a long weekend and not going to participate in the tomorrow lunchtime futures closeout, which we'll speak about tomorrow, Greg. On the other markets, the Rand 14.44 against the US dollar, 19.15 against the pound, 16.39 against the euro, euro dollar 1.1350 ahead of the Fed. They've just started their meeting. They'll conclude it tomorrow evening. Around about 8 o'clock, we'll know that they probably leave US interest rates unchanged. Gold price up $4 to 13.08, platinum up 11 to 8.47. And palladium up 5. The oil price, $67.41, barely changed in London. And as we speak, the Dow Jones vaults its way through 26,000, 26,033, up 0.5%, and the FTSE also up 0.5%. Greg, shall we have a look, as we do habitually, at the top five and bottom five, according to sharenet.co.za? What have you got on the best performers, please?
Well, there's a superstar today was Sibanye Gold. Mm. Up 8.6%, 16 wow. Rand 59. Actually sold some for a client at about mid-morning at 15.90 and we're all high fives and thinking we'd done so well with the crystal. I need to see another Rand higher 2 or 3 hours later. So the market will always be a great leveler. Just when you think you've outsmarted it.
Well, you did outsmart the market, Greg, because you bought it low and you sold it high. And as a Yorkshire a friend of mine would always said, you never go broke taking a profit. Now, we've got ACI up 5%, Sasol up nearly 4%, Brait up 3.8%, and Impala Platinum 3.1%. ACI, Sasol, Brait, anything there?
I suppose the weakening Rand is probably be helping Sasol. Brait, just so knocked down anyway that on small volume they seem to be able to move it up and down. It's not the share that it was even 6 months ago, 26 Rand and 34 cents, up 44 cents that move. So it's not a huge move.
JSE, we know that one was ex-dividend, so it was down 6%. Vivo, get off my screen. Hyprop, Motus and Absa Group, Greg, down nearly 5% each of them.
Yes, let's just confirm, but I think The high prop, also an ex-dividend story. Motors, also an ex-dividend story.
Okay, Absa Group. Anything else you want to say? Your cold seems to be coming back, or rather, sorry, your man flu seems to be coming back, so we may not speak to you tomorrow. But ahead of that, and ahead of your long weekend, anything you like. You picked Sibanye. You nearly picked to the Rand, Aspen Pharmacare. Anything you like at the moment?
Yeah, I think, but just circling back to Aspen, I think that share price knocked back to 96 Rand 50. But yeah, there's some murmurings out there. I'll have to have a chat with the crystal tonight, but I've got a feeling that there might be some positive news coming.
Off goes Greg, rubbing his crystal. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow, proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za.